Hello, hello. Welcome back. Hey. Hello, guys. Hey. I love that y'all are one big happy family and y'all want to talk. That's what this is about. Hey, welcome to week three of Encounter. Can you believe that we only have five classes left until the retreat? Yes. Hey, I want to start out by giving just a round of applause. We have 10 new people jumping into Encounter tonight. So excited. Welcome back to the ones that have been so faithful in this. Remember that this is a process, and these first few weeks build up to that second half of Encounter, which is going to blow your mind, and wait till you see what God's going to do through you. I always say I wish I could do a before and after picture, kind of like your weight loss photos, but it's like this before that's carrying the weight of the world, and then there's this after picture when you leave the retreat. You can't explain how you feel. I just love it. I love that y'all are here. We love seeing the excitement for Encounter. I'm loving hearing the stories of what God is already doing in some of your lives. It's truly incredible. Just a couple of announcements. First, if you have not been through Starting Point, it kicks off this next Sunday at 9:30 at the Lufkin, Nacogdoches, and Iglesia. So make sure you plug in. Ask your table host if you have any questions about that. We would love to have you join us at Starting Point. Next thing, on your table, if you are a dude, it looks like this. Grab it. If you are a lady, it looks like this. Okay. We are really, really excited. This is your invitation to the women's and the men's conference. Now, men, I'm sorry, you can't come to the ladies' conference. And ladies, we don't want them at our conference anyway. We're really excited about this. You'll see the women's is Friday, October 9th from 6 to 9:30. The men's is Friday, October 23rd. We're going to have prizes. There is childcare. We're going to have some of the best food, live music, guest speakers. You don't want to miss this. We love community, just like your table that you have right now, this is your family. Guys, plug into this. You're going to meet some incredible women and men of our church. This is just for our church. We're not inviting other people to come because we're cool like that. Maybe later, but not this year. So you have been invited. You can go to the website or the app, come up to upcoming events, and you can sign up online for this. If you have any questions, just let us know, okay? All right. Last week, y'all got to see a little slideshow of the Encounter Retreat. Who remembers how beautiful it is? Yeah. All right. So today you're getting this piece of paper. It's all of the details you need for the Encounter Retreat. If you're one of our new ones, what's incredible about this experience is it's an 8-week class that ends in an Encounter Retreat. We're not, if you're an introvert that just went, oh, I'm not going, let me tell you, I am too. And it changed my life forever. The retreat is in Crockett. It's only 45 minutes from here. It is November 12th through the 14th. On that 12th, dinner starts at 6 p.m. So most of you won't have to take any time off work on that Thursday. We start at 6 p.m. on Thursday, all day Friday, and then we're finished at 12 o'clock on Saturday. If at all possible, do everything in your power to be there. If you are one of those that's an introvert, the people you're sitting with now, that's who you sit with there. That's who you eat with there. This is your family for the entire experience. If you're an extrovert, you don't care anyway. Everybody's your best friend, so you're good. Hey, listen, the cost is $165. That includes all of your meals, all of your snacks, the lodging. It is an incredible facility. The food. Yes. We're not talking normal camp food. We're talking some of the best food from people that come in to cook for us. It's an incredible experience. If you want to pay online, there is a link on here that you can go to. I will email that out to you guys as well this week. If you want to pay cash or a check, you can pay your table host at your table. Hey, guys, if you only have $10, pay $10 towards it right now. You can pay on it through the entire the rest of this encounter. If you are unsure if you can go, talk to your table host. Sometimes people have to work late one day, and then they come. Like, we want you to be there. We will do everything in our power to help you get there, okay? So commit to finishing this strong and commit to going to the retreat. So what we will do the next few weeks is we're going to let you not just believe my word or Zane's word for it. We want you to hear from people that paid the money, that sacrificed the time, and what God did for them at their retreat. The first one we're going to introduce you is one of my favorite kiddos. He was not a kiddo. I'm just older now, so to me he is. But he is a true man of God, and we have watched him just chase after him with everything he has. He serves and works and kid works with, I mean, he's so happy on that stage where I'm in there going, this is not my north. This is like my southwest now. But he's incredible, guys. Give it up for Nathan.
Thank you so much. First of all, I just want to say it's such an honor and a privilege to be up here right now. Justin, Whitney, thank you guys so much. Y'all give them a hand. They are incredible coaches of Encounter. Man, week three, huh? It is getting good. I know it's already been good the past 2 weeks. I've been in here and it's been awesome. But I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about my story and what this retreat did to me. And I can tell you just straight up, I want to start with this. I would not be where I'm at today if I had not gone to the Encounter retreat. I've been twice, and each time I've gotten something different out of it. The first time I went, I was playing on the worship team, and the second time I went, I was going through the class of Encounter, and I was able to experience the retreat in all of its glory, and my goodness, it was awesome. You know, I felt the call into ministry 2 years ago, and if you guys are anything like me, which I know some of y'all are just by nature, whenever you get some details on a plan, you like to start planning out your future. Anybody a planner in here? Is there any planners in the room? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're the one that made my planner. You're the one who makes the majorities of the planners in the office. So, I like to plan stuff out as soon as I get details. Like, I like to know what's going ahead. And so whenever I felt the call in the ministry, I started figuring out what my plan was. I was like, okay, God, like, here's what we're going to do. Rule one, don't ever tell God what you're going to do because he will laugh in your face. And, I was going on my journey. I was going to go to SAGU, and then the Lord was like, nope, don't go to SAGU. And I was like, okay, God, fine, whatever. And so I stayed back, and I was able to go through Encounter this way. And my goodness, this entire 8-week process, something different every single week, just a new breakthrough, a new revelation. But then whenever I got to the retreat is whenever the real stuff started happening. I mean, it was incredible. I felt a fresh anointing. I felt a fresh call into full-time ministry. I was opened up to new opportunities. I saw so many things happen. I was just refreshed, renewed. Worship there was more powerful than I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, it is just, it's incredible. Like, you do not want to miss it. And I can truly say that God truly, totally wrecked my plans at that retreat. But my goodness, I wouldn't have it any other way. If you have a plan set in your own mind and God has another plan, you're going to want to go with God's plan because whatever he has in mind for you is so much better than what you have for yourself. Amen. And I just want to encourage you guys to, if you're any sort of on the edge, if you're not thinking about going, you got to go on this retreat because it can change your life. God can birth fresh vision in you. He can rebirth visions that you've had in the past. He can restore you. He can renew you. He can heal you, and he can redeem you and bring you back to where he wants you to be, and he can set you up on a path that you will never look back from, and I'm a personal testimony of that, and I have not looked back a day since, and so I'm so thankful for what the retreat did for me. I'm so thankful for what I know it's going to do to all of you. So if there's any like consideration, no, you got to go. Like, all of you have to go. Like, we'll figure out a way, but you have to go. So anyways, the retreat was incredible, and yeah, I'm excited for it this semester.
It's such an honor to be a part of this team because we got to watch this kind of breakthrough for him, and to see what he's doing right now and what he's going to be doing is pretty incredible. He mentioned worship. I don't know about you, but we're pretty spoiled here with the most incredible worship in the world. Guys, that goes with us to our retreat. Pastor Cody goes. The band goes. Our retreat is our church. It's everyone in this room. Nobody else is invited. That's what's so awesome about it. So worship really is incredible. This next lady has been on this team almost as long as I've been on this team. She loves Encounter. Even when life gets crazy, she always ends up being back in here with us. She's going to share what God did to her to get her not only to the retreat, but why she was there. Would you please welcome Miss Lisa? It's okay, Lisa. Take your time. It's okay. Yeah. What we love about this lady is if you want to see someone that will cry with you like that, all you got to do is go talk to her. She's going to cry for you and with you and love you. We love this lady. She's truly incredible.
I thought I was at the end.
You're at the beginning.
Oh, Okay, so this is my third time to have to come up here and talk about the retreat, that I get to come up here and talk about the retreat. Every time I'm choking back vomit because I cannot stand for this many people to be looking at me, but it's okay. I can power through. The first time I did it, I just tried to be real funny and go through it. The second time I did it, I don't have a clue what I said because I blanked out. I just talked for a long time. But this time, I decided to be intentional and ask God what it was that I was supposed to say. So here's what I have. You know, you go through life and you grow up and people ask you, well, who are you? And that may be your name, or that may be as you get older, you're somebody's daughter, or then you're somebody's mom, or you're somebody's wife, or you're somebody's husband. But what I've learned through encounter is it's not who the world says I am, it's who God says I am. He's the only one that knows us inside and out. He knows the ugly parts and the good parts, and he wants to use all of them. He sees you for who you are, and he's for you. That is the coolest thing to me, is he's never against you. He's always for you. I've also learned that he won't waste a single event that you've had in your life or that you will have in your life, good, bad, or ugly. He's got a purpose for all of them, and he'll use them if you'll let him. This will be my fifth retreat, and I feel like I'm just, me and God are just figuring it out now. Like, I'm just figuring out who I am, and understanding the gifts that he's given me and what he wants me to do with those. So you'll hear us say, in fact, Whitney just said it a little while ago, trust the process. You'll hear us say it again and again through these 8 weeks, trust the process, trust the process. For some of you, you will feel like your process is complete at the retreat. You will be so on fire when you leave and so full and so new that you won't be able to contain yourself. But for some of the rest of you that were like me, it's just the beginning. And God will keep showing up and keep doing more as long as you do your part and keep asking him what it is he has for you. The main thing I want to tell you is, I know when you start talking about money, people start thinking in their heads of all the other things they need to spend money on, your kids or your car or your house or whatever. But invest in yourself. You're worth the money, and you're worth the time. And something God told me probably 3 retreats ago is that the reward is always greater than the sacrifice. No matter what you have to give up to get there, God's going to make it worth it.
She did so good. I love that, guys. It's you're worth it. You're worth that time to be alone with Jesus and just to talk with him and to cry with him and to have that time away from being a mom and a wife and an employee and all of these things you have. What I love is cell phone reception isn't great out there, and I love it because that really, you have to stand on like a hill and you can get it when you need to. But I love that I can get out there and nobody can get in touch with me if I don't want them to. So anyway, if you have questions, I encourage you tonight, if you're scared, that means that God's got something big for you. There are tithing envelopes at your table. Put $10 in. Put whatever you can. You can pay online this week. I'm going to send the link out. You have this entire experience until we get to the end when we have to start solidifying things. I promise you that we haven't had one person ask for a refund. We haven't had one person come back and say, it wasn't what you told me it would be. We have people coming back saying, man, I wish I would have done it sooner. I promise you that we don't make money off of this encounter retreat. Every penny goes to what we're doing because we want you to experience this, okay? So tonight you're in store for a stud of a speaker, if I do say so myself. He is going to be reviewing and moving into walking in the spirit. Would you please welcome my husband, Justin Lindsay.
I wish he wouldn't have told you about the cell phones. Half of the college kids been like, I can't make it. I won't be there. Now, really, I want to ask you a question. Let's hypothetical situation. But what if I told you that if you was to bring me $200 cash, just set it right here. And I said, if you'll leave $200 cash right here, I have a 45-minute drive with a map, and at the end of that map is an eternal pot of gold. Who would go? Now, if some of y'all are saying that you wouldn't swap $200 for a pot of gold, come on now. We're in the Lord's house. All right, so if everybody raised their hand, if everybody believes in that, then this retreat's for you. So it's $165. It is. But when I tell you it's a pot of gold for eternity, I'm telling you the things that happen there, this anointing thing of God, this movement, this experience, this relationship that derives from this depth. You know, that's what I love about my wife. All y'all probably have already heard our story. This is the second round I married her. Yeah. We've been divorced. God completely restored us. And she got lucky enough to marry me twice. Amen. Come on. Yeah. But here's what I love about it. Is in this second round, the depth of our relationship is profound. The depth of your relationship with Christ through this, I promise, if you will allow it, will be profound. Okay? So if you say, I can't afford it, there's no way I can make that happen, we'll find ways to provide and get this or our toes done or our nails done or that new fishing lure or that deer stand or all them bags of corn, a couple sets of bullets, some camouflage, whatever it is. We'll find a way for that. I promise if you'll find a way for this, it will not return void, okay? All right, guys. Well, we're going to jump into tonight. We're talking about probably one of my most favorite things when it comes to a Christian walk. But first of all, we're going to kind of review just a little bit from last week because it's going to set us up for what we're going to talk about tonight. Let me set my 2-hour alarm. See, y'all, I done said this much, I ain't laughing no more. So let's look at a couple reminders from last week. What did we talk about last week? Alignment, all right. So remember, the definition of spiritual alignment is the process of becoming free from things that cause us to be misaligned with Christ. It's learning to walk and live like Jesus. Jesus walking in the Spirit is walking and living like Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about today. You see how one platform builds off the next. Okay? Alignment with God will bring freedom from a habitual lifestyle of sin. Alignment with God brings unparalleled peace. Alignment with God produces a fruitful life. And then alignment with God makes it easier to walk in the Spirit. This word alignment, this thing that puts us back to center, this thing that gets us in line with Christ, it brings us in to center, is the very essence that gives us the ability to break habitual sin. It gives us the ability to walk in the Spirit easier and produce this good fruit and to have this parallel peace. Is there anybody in here that wakes up in the morning and says, man, I hope my life is chaotic? No. I know it is most of the time, but nobody wakes up and says, man, I hope that this is a terrible day. There's one thing that everybody in this world is looking for. We try to look for it in different areas, but there's one thing that the humankind is searching for every day, and it's peace. That's it. It's peace in a storm. It's peace. It's financial peace. Hey, I'm good. Either way, financial peace doesn't mean you're rich. Financial peace means you trust God. It's peace that my kids are okay. It's not the peace that I can control them. It's the peace that they're sitting in the hand of God. It's the peace that my health is okay. I may die today, but the peace is that if I do, I live in glory. That's true peace. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to sit still in the middle of a storm. I've talked about this several times this week. God keeps bringing it to my mind. This is hurricane season. Have we not had some hurricanes this year? Where is the calmest place of the storm? In the eye, which is right in the what? Right in the center. There's storms going all around us. We have a storm, and God's got these storms over in his left hand. He's got these storms, he's got this maneuvering system over in his right. So there's this storm going all around. What we want to do is we want to jump over here and focus on the storm, then we get caught up in the wind and the rain and the lightning. Because we think that we have a better plan for the storm. We get focused on the storm. So when we get focused on there, we get out there on that western side of that storm and it's spinning like that, and we get caught up in this turbulence. Or then we'll bounce back and forth and we'll get over here and say, God, have you moved this piece or moved this piece or moved this piece? And God said, I want you to be center. I want you to be aligned. Because when you're aligned, it doesn't matter what the storm raging to the left or to the right is doing. Because your eyes are focused on the peace that surpasses all understanding. Your eyes are focused on the promise of Jesus Christ. Your eyes are focused on the foundation of creation. When we walk in that, when we get into that alignment, that right there is what gives us the ability to walk in the Spirit. Well, let's jump into that. The title of this is Walking in the Spirit. But today is a lot more about choice. Okay, we all have choices. Every one of y'all chose whether you was going to come today, right? Nobody forced you. You had a choice to make. We all have choices. But in the fact that we have choices, the reason why we're able to have choices is because one made a choice for us. So today's not just about our choice. Today is about a choice that our Creator made, this one they call Jesus Christ, our Savior, the choice that He made so that we have a choice. Because without the choice that Jesus made, we have no choice. We're destined for death. We're destined for a pit of hell. There is no way around it. There is no choice. We cannot choose relationship. We cannot choose salvation. We cannot choose to be redeemed. We cannot choose to be sanctified. Because our choice alone was not enough. But God. Don't you love but God? But God said, I'm going to make a decision that's going to allow you to make a decision. That decision's been made, guys. The decision for Jesus Christ to climb up on that cross and to say, I want them to have a choice has been made. And that choice was so complete, you can't add to it and you can't take away from it. So that choice we don't have to talk about no more. That choice is there. The choice we're going to talk about tonight, now I'm transferring some responsibility to y'all. Tonight we're transferring responsibility, and everyone in this room, including myself, have a choice. We have a choice tonight. If you look at Galatians 5 and 25, it just says, if we live by the Spirit, that's a choice. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5 and 16 says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide you, then you will. This is more of a command, but there's still in that, we have a right to choose. He's saying, let this happen. Romans 8 and 14 says, for all that showed up tonight, there's a lot of people that didn't show up tonight. For all that showed up tonight, God's got something for you. You made a choice. For all that are led, when we make a choice, for all that are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We're transferring responsibility. Week one, we talked about what an encounter with God looked like, right? Week two, we talked about what alignment looked like. So now we've given you this framework. Now in this framework, it's time for you to make a decision. And we get to decide tonight. And that's exciting for some of us. It may be scary for some of you, but guess what? If you'll settle into your seats, I promise God's going to meet you right where you're at. He's going to speak to you right where you're at. Because it doesn't matter where you're at, it matters where we're going. Okay? It doesn't matter where you're at tonight, Timber Creek. It matters where we're going. And we're fixing to go on a journey because it says walking in the Spirit. That's an action. We're fixing to talk about some action. I like action. I love action movies. If it blows up and doesn't make sense, I love it. If it blows up and doesn't make sense, man, I love it. All right, guys. Walking in the Spirit. Now, y'all follow along with me. Y'all open your hearts. You open your minds and your eyes to what God's speaking to you, because I promise, if you'll let the Spirit speak to you right now, when you get up from this seat at break time, you'll have something to think about. Number one, it says, I daily choose to follow God's word, not my ways. I daily choose. What is that, guys? So what? A choice. I daily choose to follow God's word, not my ways. That word, that phrase, my ways, scare me. Because I've seen what my ways do. I've seen what my ways will get me. My ways would have busted hell wide open. I tried my ways for 35 years. 35 years. I chased Justin's plan. I chased Justin's dreams. I chased Justin's methods. I daily woke up and chose to do things the way Justin Lindsay wanted it to do, and it left me broken and busted and hopeless. Because for 35 years, I daily chose my way. Here's the beautiful thing about this. When I was 35 years old, I'm standing on the front porch of my little trailer house all alone. My wife and kids are gone. My friends can't please me. The drink can't please me. The drug can't please me. The relationships can't please me. The success can't please me. I'm empty, and I'm standing here because I've chose my way, and I did one thing. I finally chose God one time in that one choice. One choice. See, God broke 35 years of my decisions with one decision with Him. That's the power of walking in the Spirit. Y'all didn't hear that. 35. So it doesn't matter if you're 60 years old in here today and you've chose your way for 60 years. One decision, one choice will change your life. You got something to think about tonight now. One decision. I just had to say, God, I'll choose your way. That was it. One choice. And he showed me the way. You got to realize, guys, I'm only 40. 5 years ago. This was 5 years ago. That's the reason I tell you I'm the most unlikely suspect to have this microphone in my hand, because it was only 5 years ago I was broken, busted, and desperate. One choice. One choice. What will you choose tonight? Number two. I allow Him to guide my decisions and renew my mind. I allow Him. Did y'all know that we have the power to give God permission? I allow Him. I allow Him to guide my decisions. That's saying, God, I give you permission. That's a responsibility that I don't want. That I get to give the God of the cosmos permission for my decisions? That's why I was so broken, busted. It's because I wouldn't give God permission to do what He promised me He would do from the get-go. I wouldn't give Him permission into my personal life. I wouldn't give Him permission in my finances. I wouldn't give Him permission in my addiction, in my twisted mind. I wouldn't give Him permission to do in my marriage. I didn't give Him permission to my kids. I definitely didn't give Him permission in my heart, because I said, no, that's mine. I can do this. I make pretty decent decisions. I've got myself this far. Well, look where it got me. In a pool of tears on an old rundown front porch. And that is not the life God designed for me. And that is not the life that God designed for you. It's not. God did not create us to destroy us. He created us that we may have life and life what? Well, He created us to have life and life what? Abundantly. Say, you've got to express it. We're talking about eternal stuff here. God, give me a glimpse of eternity today. Do you know what that means? That means there's no end to it. We have a decision of what our eternity looks like. I don't just want to roll into the gates. I want to show up there and He'd say, good job, good and faithful servant. Good job, son. That's what I want. Who in here wants God to say, good job, daughter. Good job, son. That's what I want. Well, guess what? All you got to do is allow Him to do that. You got the keys to eternity in your hand through Jesus Christ. You got the keys. Because when we allow Him to do that, it renews my mind. I couldn't renew my mind. I could numb it. Who in here has numbed their mind before? Come on. Who's used something in their life to say, I'll just numb it for a little while? Feels good for about 4 or 5 hours. But that next day, same pain's there. So we numb it again. And we numb it again. And we numb it with this job. We numb it with this relationship. We numb it with this excuse. We numb it with this justification. We numb it with this pill. Huh? We numb it with this social status. We numb it by gossiping about others. Uh-oh. If I talk about someone else, I ain't got to look in the mirror in the reflection of myself. I know. God's stepping on my toes too. Amen. Because I want my mind to be new. Because if my mind ever goes back to where it was, I don't ever want to experience that again. That depravity that comes with a mind, a carnal mind of Justin Lindsay, is one of the scariest things in the world. And God reminds me, son, remember what I delivered you from. Remember what I delivered you from. Don't go back to that front porch. That front porch is very symbolic. If you look at my watch, it doesn't tick. It's right before 12. Because I always had a saying, it's about 12 o'clock somewhere. That meant it was time for me to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it and how I wanted to do it. And I will not put batteries in this watch because it's a reminder to me of what God did in my life. It is a reminder to me that it is almost 12 o'clock. So you know what? It's time that I need to tell someone about Jesus today. It's 12 o'clock. I need to remind myself of what Jesus Christ did in my life. Number 3, then it says, I deny the desires of my sinful flesh. Justin Lindsay, as big and strong as I am, I'm a big old boy. It takes a whole lot to knock me down, I promise. But I did not have the abilities to deny the desires of my flesh. I tried. And everything that I tried to use to stop it, all it did was enhance it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That denial, I wasn't able to do it on my own. But through this process we're talking about, through letting God renew my mind, and as my mind began to renew, as the process took place, yes, it was a process. So don't leave here saying, well, I'm still thinking about that junk. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be that way. It's not okay to stay that way. God wants to renew it. He didn't say I was going to make it brand new instantly. He wants to renew it. It's a process. But in that process is where you really find out who Jesus Christ is. That's where that depth comes through. That's where that depth comes through. Number 4, I'll find it easier to obey God. I will find it easier to obey God. And then I'll go ahead and do number 5. I get to experience the benefits of the abundant life Jesus died to give me. I get to experience it. I get to experience the benefits of the abundant life Jesus died to give me. Jesus died to give me. It's already been done. The choice has already been made. So let's look at this. I get to experience. See, God does everything for us. Everybody, I've heard, why is God against me? Why is God's not against you? You're against yourself. All right, God come here for us that we may have a life. He could have created anything under the moon and stars to worship Him. He could have, listen, He used a donkey on the road. He can use anything, but he said, you know what? Mankind, that's going to be mine. He chose us. And he chose us so that we may have this life to the fullest, that it may be abundant. But we have some responsibility in that. My kids have a pretty good life, but they have some responsibilities in obtaining that. Do they have to work in order to receive my love? Absolutely not. But my hand opens up a whole lot more when my kids walk in alignment with me and their mama. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's the same exact principle. So look, 1, 2, and 3 are what? They're choices. I get to daily choose, I allow him, and then I deny. I choose to deny. Those are 3 choices that every one of you in here get to make tonight. 3 choices. You can make those 3 choices so that. I have preached to y'all about the word so that in the Bible. You make these 3 choices so that you can find it easier to obey God and get to experience the benefits of abundant life that Jesus Christ gave us. And there's somebody in here tonight that says, yeah, preacher man, you just don't know what I've done. You just don't know how far my road is. You just don't know how broken it is. You don't know how twisted it is. You don't know how dark it is. You're right, I may not. But you're not hiding nothing from the Creator. And he sees you where you're at and he says, that one right there. I want that one right there. I want to use her past experiences. I want to use her past brokenness. I want to use her. I want to use him. I want to use Ray. I want to use James. I want to use Kendra. I want to use your brokenness. I see you where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. It matters what you choose tonight to do moving forward. That's all God's saying right now is make a choice. Are you going to choose what's behind you? Are you going to choose what God has already ordained and set in front of you? It's not a plan that has to be made. It was a plan that was set in the heavens before you were already born. God just wants you to walk in it and obtain it. That's it. He doesn't have to figure this out. He is before time. He is time. He is behind us. He's beside us. He's all around us, and he's in front of us. That's the spirit that I'm talking about walking in tonight. That's the spirit. I want you to write this anthem down. This is an anthem that I use every time I teach this lesson because it's so powerful. I'm going to walk through it slowly. It's not that long. But this is something you can write it down, put it on an index card, put it on your mirror, put it in your car, put it somewhere you're going to see it daily. Put it on your mirror and in your car. All right, for me, it should be on the refrigerator. I open it enough.